So I've definitely struggled with mental health kind of my whole life. Anxiety, depression, ADHD as a teenager. We all kind of know what that's like. I more so recently, these last 5 or 6 years, struggled with postpartum. And that's kind of where I connected with Family Services Saskatoon. I see Kayla there. She's really great. There was lots of other, you know, resources and family services that they were kind of recommending. I was struggling with self-harm during my postpartum. And we came up with a safety plan that kind of, you know, if I'm feeling on edge, if I'm feeling upset, whether it's like I need to call her, you know, get in touch with some family, friends, you know, things like that. And I think something just, you know, whether it's small or major that's bothering you, something like that, such as a safety plan, is really helpful. And honestly, they do a really good job there.
Well, I think the thing that really is relatable with what you're saying is just like everyone is so different, right? And when you go to an organization like Family Service Saskatoon, that taking that first step is the hardest thing. It's like going like you have to be so vulnerable and you have to be like, look, like I genuinely need help. And it's tough to convince yourself that that's okay because you're like, how are they going to know how I operate? But I think it's safe to say that the Kayla and the crew has done a pretty good job.
Yeah, 100%. And like I heard about Family Services Saskatoon in a support and depression group that I'm a part of. And you know, in saying that, if you're able to find your group and your people, whether it's through the resources through Family Services Saskatoon or somewhere else in Saskatoon, a lot of it really does circle around Family Services Saskatoon. And I think that it's a great group. And it's so much, they also have a lot of peer support as well. So not just the professional standpoint of it, hearing just from others in your daily life, just peers around you, people that might be going through the same thing, that is also kind of where the support comes in. Family Services Saskatoon actually really, that's a big part of what they do, right? They want to get you out in the community. They want to give you that support from one another. So I think that that's really huge. And having the community that we do is really helpful.
That is such a good way of putting things because oftentimes, at least from my experience, mental health struggles, they are very isolating in a way. And it seems like family service, they facilitate you getting that professional help, but also facilitate you building a bit more, maybe building a bit more community. Is that a good way of wording it?
Yeah, for sure. And I think too, like especially a lot of what I hear in my group, for example, you know, is kind of like, what do we get from one another as a person? And just hearing that one person say things, again, whether it's professional or just from one another, you know, that's what sticks with you in your mental health journey, is that it's like, holy cow, somebody's going through the same thing as I am. And I've never heard that in my life before. And honestly, the first time I heard certain people say things, I was in tears, right? Because you don't know what somebody's going through when it's just one-on-one. But again, I really appreciate how Family Services reaches out to have that social community perspective. And they really, I'm speechless at how helpful they are.
Well, and we've been setting up for this radiothon for a couple of days. You're the first person I've chatted to since we got here. And that really, I think it just sort of symbolizes why we're doing all of this. It's a great group of people who are working tirelessly for the community here in Saskatoon while also helping, you know, they don't just want you to have to come see, you know, I always say, come see a therapist every single week. They want you to grow and evolve as a person and ultimately kind of, you know, wrangle your demons, but everyone's got their own way of wording it. And they seem to really want to be doing that. And would you say that's probably the biggest takeaway from them?
I think so, yeah. And every week, you know, we do like a rating scale. They're very, very good about like, you know, helpful criticism and things like that. And what you can do if you're not fit with the right person. But honestly, they're pretty on the ball. I love Family Services Saskatoon. They have changed my life. I wouldn't be here without them because, again, that safety plan, you know, and if I need to call Kayla or whoever or get a hold of somebody, they're there. They'll call me back. They'll email me. They'll text me. They'll remind me about my appointments because we all know how busy life can get. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say today.
Safe to say that they were your lifeline, I guess, yeah.